You're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. This is Coach Speak on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
And welcome in on this Monday morning, Northern Colorado's voice here, KFKA 103.1, 1310. Chris Abshire here from the Fort Collins, Coloradoan, filling in for Coach Bruce Dick today. And you know, I think Bruce would be happy with today's show. We're going to talk a lot of hoops, specifically a lot of high school hoops. Big weekend for our teams on the hardwood here. Again, Chris Abshire here from the Fort Collins, Coloradoan, filling in for Bruce. You know, I got to see Bruce down there at the Denver Coliseum. He was calling the games here on KFKA. Like I said, plenty of local action. Bruce already had the postseason beard in full effect. If any of you have ever met Bruce, he's in classic form, had the shorts on a 40-degree day, the postseason beard in full effect. So, of course, his Fort Collins team made the Great Eight this year, fell to another local team, the Fossil Ridge Sabercats. We'll touch on them a little bit in today's show. Big-time weekend for our local basketball teams. Really put a bow on the winter high school season as well. It was a prolific winter basketball season for our local teams, and really all you had to do was kind of look around this past weekend. No matter where you turned, it seemed like in any bracket, no matter what classification, I mean, we have six of them now in Colorado, just to remind you. No matter where you turned, there was another team. We'll kind of go bottom on up. We'll kind of recap some results here. On the 1A girls side, we had the Briggsdale Falcons taking home the state championship. Congrats to them. Obviously, just a little bit up north over there. Even in the northern Colorado area, we had in the 2A girls, the Heritage Christian girls finished fourth, made the semifinals in that bracket. And then, really in the Coliseum, boy, that was where our local teams really shined. On Championship Saturday alone, we had three teams. The Resurrection Christian boys, unfortunately, fell in their title game. We had three teams, none of them able to bring home a state title, but a great showing by Northern Colorado there. Resurrection Christian fell to Holy Family. The Windsor girls fell to Roosevelt, another Northern Colorado team, kind of had a local battle there. So, tough going for the Windsor girls there. That was their third consecutive state championship appearance. Unfortunately, also their third straight runner-up appearance. Great season for them. They really challenged themselves in the non-conference, lost a few games early in the season after losing a bunch of seniors from those other two state championship appearance squads, but rallied and made it all the way back to the Coliseum, made it all the way to the finals. Unfortunately, Roosevelt just used a huge third quarter, really. I was there sitting courtside. It was amazing how fast that game turned. So congratulations to the Rough Riders down there. Tough one for the Wizards, but Coach Karen Nichols has a great thing going over there in Windsor. And then, on the other side, on the boys' side, the Windsor boys made, really their best season since about 2011 or so. That was the last time they made the Final Four. Great season, big senior class there. John Reikiecki doing a good job over there as well. Unfortunately for them, they ran into the Mesa Ridge team that proved to be a buzzsaw. That Mesa Ridge team finished undefeated, 28-0, won the state championship. Boy, they were super athletic. No shame in Windsor losing that one. Great season. Specifically, David Hageman had a great career. I believe he averaged about 19 points a game this year. So no shame there in coming up short in the Final Four. And then finally, on the 6A side, another kind of a similar story to Windsor here, really. Matt Johansson, the Sabercats, Fossil Ridge, they made their second consecutive state championship game appearance. But boy, I mean, you talk about running into a buzzsaw. The Denver East team, legendary coach Rudy Carey, that was just a tough one. I mean, you're talking legends of the Colorado profession. Bruce absolutely knows them well, has definitely seen his fair share of Rudy over the years. That Denver East program, they were able to win and tie the record with their 12th state championship. Just think about that, 12 state championships. And at this point, seven of them were won by Rudy Carey at his alma mater. All total now, Carrie has 10 boys state championships. What an impressive feat. I know we're talking NOCO preps, but down there in Denver, that is an incredible feat for him. He set the boys championship record for a coach. For Fossil Ridge, boy, another tough one. Nick Randall, what more can you say about him? He had 26 points, really a top contender for player of the year, not just in 6A, but potentially that Gatorade Colorado player of the year. Denver East, unfortunately, had DeAndre Samuels, had a big game as well. Jacob Greenwood, they combined for 52 points in that. And that was really kind of the difference, you know, sitting courtside for that. You know, the Angels kind of had a dynamic duo. Fossil rolls so deep with it. You know, they had 10 seniors on that squad. You know, but there just wasn't that one, you know, second option that they could automatically turn to get a bucket. Denver East ended up running away with that in the second half, 82-61. I know Bruce had Matt on the show last week. I feel like I can speak for most people, whether, you know, you're talking the media who covers the local area or other coaches in the area. I think a lot of people wanted to see Matt Johansson finally get that state championship. That was Fossil's third state championship appearance in the last 10 years. A pretty incredible feat for Northern Colorado. We'll have Kevin Lytle on the next segment just to kind of break down, you know, the ins and outs, the specifics of what a great season it was for local basketball. You know, we don't have the strongest championship tradition in Northern Colorado for hoops, but this year, boy, I mean, it's been changing, and this year was kind of a big culmination of that. So many teams playing for state championships, and Fossil Ridge was one of them. They've become kind of a power up in this area. So, you know, between the Windsor schools and Fort Collins, you know, oh, I can't even forget about Windsor Charter Academy. They also, the 3A boys there, they made the Final Four in their first CHASA-sanctioned year. So just another example, really, of the kind of impact our local teams had this season. So again, Chris Abshire here from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and filling in for Bruce Dick here on Coach Speak on KFKA. We're talking a lot of hoops today. I mean, that's really the story, especially at the high school ranks right now, because, you know, we have spring break for a lot of local schools happening. You know, we're kind of in that transition state on the CHASA calendar between the winter, the spring season. You do have some soccer, some track and field, a little bit of baseball kicking up right now. But yeah, this weekend really put a bow on that winter season with some hoops down at, especially down at the Denver Coliseum. You know, we had Bruce Dick there on the sidelines calling those games, and so many local teams. Got a shout out to Ryan Yoder and the Res Christian boys as well. You know, we kind of had a new classification system this year in Colorado. They, you know, they extended things up to 6A, you know, kind of, you know, spread out some of the teams across classifications, and technically Resurrection Christian moved up a class to 4A this year from 3A. What a showing for them. You know, really the same goes for Windsor, though, but the same goes for them. They were able to make it to the state championship, fell to the Holy Family Tigers there. But boy, I mean, I think it's the third season at this point for Ryan Yoder. He is doing an impeccable job there. You know, former CSU legend Isaiah Stevens broke his assist mark earlier this year, but he's also got, I mean, his son, Ty Yoder, is the point guard, been having a great career. He's only a sophomore at this point. You got to figure at this point they're going to be back, you know, in the state title game, especially if those two are still around. They lost 53-43. And I'd be remiss to say Resurrection Christian was the 2 seed, but what a run for Holy Family. They were the number 17 seed in Class 4A, able to make it all the way to the finals, beat higher seeds than them in 4 consecutive games, including upsetting the number 1 and number 2 teams along the way to that state championship. Again, Chris Abshire here on KFK on Coach Speak, filling in for Bruce Dick. We're talking plenty of hoops here. Like I said, boy, tallying it up, I believe we had 5 teams finish 4th or 3rd. We had 3 state runner-ups, and we had a local champion, the Briggsdale girls, in the 1A bracket. Yeah, what a season for our local teams. just impressive there. We'll have Kevin Lytle on in the next segment, a fellow Coloradoan reporter of mine. He was down at the Coliseum as well. We had full coverage at coloradoan.com. We'll have him on in the next segment to talk more hoops, talk about Northern Colorado's impressive season. You're listening to Coach Speak here on Northern Colorado's Voice, KFKA 103.1 and 1310. Welcome back into Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310, KFKA, live here from the Aloe Fiber Studio. Chris Abshire here from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and filling in on Coach Speak for legendary coach Bruce Dick. Like I said, saw him down at the Coliseum. He's in full postseason mode already. But yeah, beautiful Monday morning out here. And we have a friend of mine, my coworker, guest on, Kevin Lytle. How are you this morning?
Doing good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful, man. Happy to be here in the studios. I know we have fun when we do Rams Weekly from here, so appreciate Brady bringing me on. But yeah, you know, we were both down at the Denver Coliseum this week. Big weekend for our local teams. Just what was it like for you getting to be around so much championship action down there at the Coliseum this weekend?
Yeah, the Final Four weekend is always fun. I'm not going to lie, I'm an advocate for moving it somewhere other than the Coliseum. I think there's some better venues, but it is always fun. And we had some really good crowds down there. I mean, Denver East obviously brought a ton, as you would expect. I thought that Air Academy, Mesa Ridge game had some great crowds. You know, Fossil and Windsor brought some good folk from Northern Colorado. So it's a pretty fun environment and atmosphere for Final Four weekend, for sure.
Absolutely, would echo that as well. And you mentioned it there, a lot of Northern Colorado action. I specifically kind of want to get your thoughts on this. And you've been doing this in the Northern Colorado area. You covered preps for a long time before moving to CSU and more in recent years. But what an impressive season for Northern Colorado basketball. It's been kind of building for a while, but, you know, I wouldn't say Northern Colorado has had, you know, the best championship tradition, but that's been changing recently. Just want to know what you think about just the sheer volume of teams we had on Championship Saturday and in the Final Four this season.
Yeah, I mean, if you look across the up and down the classifications, you had Northern Colorado teams kind of all over the map. Obviously, Fossil Ridge and Windsor in title games. You know, the Windsor boys were in a Final Four. Windsor Charter Academy was in one. Resurrection Christian. Obviously, Roosevelt won the girls' 5A title. You know, Meade had very good teams. Heritage Christian, one of the small schools here in Fort Collins, the Final Four team. So kind of up and down the classifications, you're picking out Northern Colorado teams advancing really deep into the postseason. So, yeah, I think the depth of basketball here is just getting better and better. You know, part of it, obviously, is just these communities are all growing into kind of a large metroplex here in the Loveland, Fort Collins, Windsor, Timnath area. But I think it also speaks to, you know, some of the great coaching and club work and everything going on in this area. So, yeah, I think basketball up here is really, really healthy right now.
Look at you, plugging the coaching on Coach Speak. Who would expect anything less? So, but no, I completely agree with you, Kevin. Another thing, I want to hear your thoughts. I was busy trying to run around, cover that Fossil Ridge loss, so you were kind of our point person at the Coloradoan, our coverage at coloradoan.com/sports. You are our person covering that Windsor-Roosevelt championship game. Another tough one for the Windsor girls, three straight years now, finishing state runner-up. But boy, I mean, that third quarter surge by Roosevelt was just pretty impressive there.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really impressive team. And yeah, they turned it on. You know, Windsor had kind of dictated the pace in the first half. You know, they sometimes took the air out of the ball, made sure that Roosevelt press couldn't really start functioning and start, you know, turning turnovers into points. And Windsor kind of felt like they were controlling the game. And then, man, Roosevelt just came out flying and almost, you know, ensured that the tempo would be how they wanted it. Roosevelt went from 15 points in the whole first half to 20 points alone in the third quarter, just really blew the doors off that. And even though the margin, you know, was still kind of just in the 5-6 range there early in the fourth quarter, it kind of felt like Roosevelt was totally in control. And I think that proved true. Windsor never really threatened in the second half to go win that thing. And Roosevelt, like I say, they just, they're relentless. They kind of break you at the end of games. And I was talking to some folks that had seen them more often through the season. They said, yeah, that's kind of what they do. Just third and fourth quarters, you know, you're feeling all right. And then all of a sudden they just wear you down because they are nonstop in the press and then the pace and everything. They just go and go and go and got it done. A really impressive team. I know that's their first girls basketball title. And we may be seeing that team a lot. They have no seniors, and their best players are freshmen and sophomores.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of, you mentioned the great crowds down there. Boy, when Roosevelt got it rolling in that second half against Windsor, their fan base really showed up in the Coliseum. Kind of fed, you know, the team kind of fed off those transition looks, the crowd getting going, things like that. You know, another thing I want to ask you about, Kevin, you know, and it is a show called Coach Speak. Windsor coach Karen Nichols has done a great job there with that program, got them to three straight championship games in her first three seasons at Windsor. But I heard she was a bit fiery after that game, you know, not the typical reflective post-championship game coach, you know, when you talk to her.
Yeah, definitely. I think you can see some of the intensity, you know, attention to detail that helps lead a team to three straight titles and why they are so good. She was, you know, obviously frustrated with, you know, especially at third quarter, said, you know, they kind of let down on everything they were doing. And, you know, basically she said to be a championship team, you need to be more attentive to all those details. And obviously that, you know, that's true. And I think so. It's just the frustration of exactly that, being in three straight titles, but losing all three. It's one of those, like I said, my story, it's really hard to parse out because it is an incredible accomplishment to be in three straight championship games. That is very, very hard to do in any sport, in any classification. So that's an incredible achievement. But to leave with silver every time, I mean, there's no doubt that leaves a sour taste in your mouth. And Karen even said that. She said this one hurt, you know, even worse than the previous two, probably in part because, you know, the previous two were Mullen, who, you know, in a lot of ways, you know, not playing on the same playing field as a, you know, a public school like Windsor. So to, you know, kind of have a, you know, even local rival that you're playing and be feeling good about it for a half and then to lose, I think really, really was kind of sticking in, you know, the gut of everyone there. And, you know, like I say, I think that passion and fire is a large part of why they're so good. But no doubt that one was stinging really, really bad.
It is interesting to me, too. You know, I've obviously talked to Karen a lot. Definitely matches that kind of fiery description, so I'm not super surprised. Although, from one angle, I am, because when I talked to her earlier in their playoff run, she kind of said, you know, they had lost four seniors from the previous year's team that had kind of been the backbone of those first two state championship appearances. And she kind of thought this was her best coaching job, and her staff, not just her, to be clear here. But yeah, she really felt that. So I am surprised that she was, you know, this one obviously hurt more, but I am surprised she was as disappointed, maybe, considering what this group had been able to overcome, especially seniors like Sam Darnell, Haley Wright, who also played key minutes on those previous two teams. So, but yeah, tough one for the Windsor girls. It was great to see the Windsor boys get back in the Final Four for the first time in a while. You know, John, their coach, has been a staple here in the Northern Colorado area. I know you worked with him previously when he was at Rocky for a while. Just what was, you know, how good was it to see them kind of, you know, match what the girls have set as the standard over there?
Yeah, no, I think it's great. You know, especially it seems like for a while the girls' basketball up here has been sort of the leading force in boys basketball, maybe overall was behind it a little bit. But we've really seen a rise, you know, from the boys side too, of obviously Fort Collins and Bruce Dick having a great year. Obviously Fossil Ridge keeps doing what they're doing, but it was kind of just them. You know, Windsor boys come up and do it. Yeah, you know, like I said, we had some small schools like Windsor Charter starting to do it. So I think it's really cool that, you know, kind of the boys side of basketball is now kind of starting to match the girls side in Northern Colorado here. And, you know, that's leading to that rising level of just overall hoops play in this area. So I thought that was great. You know, the more teams we can have making those runs, the better, because it's just really fun basketball. And just a lot of good players. I mean, you can go through a lot of teams, even ones that weren't, you know, even playoff teams or deep playoff teams and pick out, you know, a couple players that are really, really nice, you know, maybe even college level players. So there's just so much depth now.
Absolutely. And then, you know, speaking of boys, we have to slide up to the 6A level. We were both there for that Fossil Ridge Denver East game. Electric atmosphere in that Coliseum. I think we expect that when you get such a legendary program like Denver East. But Fossil Ridge brought it too. They were excited. You know, I think I said this in the first segment, and I feel like you can speak to this more. It feels like so many people in the basketball community up in this area were rooting for Matt Johansson to get his title, but still a remarkable achievement for them to go back-to-back making the state title game.
Yeah, definitely. And Matt is one of the pillars of coaching, you know, basketball across the state. I think everyone, you know, for a long time it was, you know, what's the Fossil Ridge? Where's that? And now in basketball, everyone knows Fossil Ridge and Matt Johansson because they're so stable. You know, even in quote unquote down years, they're always at least like a Sweet 16 type of team. They just do so good, and you know exactly what you're going to get from those teams. They play really disciplined, really smart, usually, you know, really team heavy, you know, sharing the ball type. They just do a great job. And yeah, you know, in some ways, like the Windsor girls, it's one of those, you know, such incredible accomplishments, but also heartbreaking. You know, Matt has now made it three times to championships and come up short each time. And again, you know, this probably feels like, you know, one that he thought he could get. You know, the first one back in 2014, also against Denver East. You know, I don't want to say that was a no-hoper, but East had, you know, a couple D1 players, a couple more, you know, small school players. They were absolutely loaded, and they showed it. I mean, they kind of put on a show in that championship game back then. But, you know, these last 2 years were probably more even teams, and it played that way for a while, just couldn't pull it out. East played awesome, I thought. You know, I think, you know, people on the East side would say as well that they really turned it on at the right moment for that season, that Final Four. So, yeah, I mean, Matt Johansson has done such an incredible job, absolutely one of the premier programs in Colorado.
Your point about East there, I completely agree. I mean, just for context here, they beat the number one seed Mountain Vista and the number three seed Fossil Ridge in their Final Four to win the state championship. They won by a combined 40 points in those games. I mean,
not just winning, but kind of blowing the doors off of them. They absolutely turned on. It goes to show, you know, how much teams can change during the season. You know, Fossil Ridge, you know, with their senior-heavy team, you know, they kind of started the season, you know, really good, as you would expect, and they blew the doors off of East, you know, in that first week of the season. Well, East didn't lose a game after that. I think they figured some things out, won 26 straight to end the season. So, you know, a worthy champion for sure. They did an incredible job. And, you know, Rudy Carey, what is that? I think 10 championships for him now. He's absolutely, yeah, one of the pillars also of basketball in Colorado, and he's been doing it for a long, long time.
Absolutely, and that was just a tough, you know, I kind of mentioned it in my story over at coloradoin.com, just a big hurdle to ask, even for a program that has become as good and as consistent as Fossil Ridge there. And I feel like, Kevin, while I have you on, I'd be remiss not to talk about, not to ask, yes, it's a week removed, but it does involve, you know, the host I'm filling in for, Bruce Dick here and his Fort Collins team. You wrote a column about it, and I feel like it kind of is emblematic of our whole discussion here so far. But that was just an electric atmosphere in that Grade 8 game just over a week ago down in the Coliseum. You know, two local teams, Fort Collins, Fossil Ridge, meeting in the Coliseum. And it was, boy, it was just electric inside that building.
Yeah, I mean, it was a ton of fun. Everyone was paying attention. You know, I covered a couple CSU games at Moby in the week leading up to that game, and people kept stopping me, or I'd overhear conversations, you know, about that game coming up. That's kind of how much, you know, the attention was grabbed of the basketball community, and then the game lived up to it. You know, Fossil Ridge pulled away in the end to make it look a little more lopsided than it really was, but it's a great game. And, yeah, I think it speaks to what we were just talking about earlier of, you know, not just those teams, but Northern Colorado as a whole up here is really putting itself on the, you know, the Colorado basketball map. And that game was just an absolute highlight of it. Just phenomenal basketball. You know, Nick Randall and Luke Wagstaff, two of the best players in Colorado going at it. And, you know, kind of like Bruce said after the game, he said, well, I really loved watching Luke, you know, his guy at Fort Collins go at it. He goes, I did not love watching Nick Randall go at it because he was so good, you know, kind of a, you know, tongue-in-cheek of just how unstoppable he was. And, you know, I think every team, including Denver East, kind of felt the same. You know, Randall was unstoppable. And yeah, I think it just, again, legitimizes Fort Collins and Northern Colorado basketball, because some of these, you know, fans, you know, from the Denver or greater metro area don't see these teams and kind of tend to turn their nose up a little bit of, oh, yeah, we're playing a Northern Colorado team. We're better than them. Well, you know, that doesn't turn out to be the case very often anymore.
Not anymore, exactly. Like you said, joined by Kevin Lytle here on Coach Speak, Chris Abshire from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and filling in for Bruce Dick. While I have you on the line, Kevin, you know, I know you were out in Vegas last week. CSU, the men's team, their season came to an end against San Diego State. Great effort. But just, you know, some final thoughts on, you know, that tournament game against San Diego State and just the Rams season in general.
Yeah, I mean, in some ways that game encapsulated the season of, you know, when CSU is good, they can hang with anyone, and they showed that several times this year and in that game, but also kind of end up just short. CSU, you know, could have won that game, you know, a couple plays late, go their way, and San Diego State ends up pulling it out, and, you know, just a frustrating end to a frustrating season for CSU. I mean, so many injuries, so much went wrong. It's funny, you know, the metrics don't show a team as bad as the record was. I think they ended 15-18 because you have a lot of talent in there. Again, just so limited in the roster with all the injuries. So kind of a frustrating season. It's going to be a fascinating offseason. Obviously, you know, what does Isaiah Stevens do is the number one question. He almost hit that three-quarter court.
I know, deja vu.
Too. I mean, that was just off the front rim. I thought that might be dropping for a minute. So I sure hope, you know, selfishly, I think I speak for fans as well, I sure hope that's not his last shot as a Ram.
I think a lot of people here in the Northern Colorado area would love to see another year of Isaiah Stevens. Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Colorado, thank you for joining Coach Speak today, talking a little high school hoops, even a little CSU at the end. Look forward to chatting with you again soon. And check Kevin's coverage next weekend. He'll be down in Denver for the NCAA tournament action down there. I know you're looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We have some really fun teams and matchups down at Ball Arena.
All right. Well, thanks again, Kevin. Appreciate you coming on the show. Chris Abshire here filling in for Bruce Dick here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA. Welcome back into Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA, here live from the Aloe Fibers Studios. Chris Abshire here from the Fort Collins, Coloradoan, filling in for legendary coach Bruce Dick on Coach Speak. Beautiful Monday morning up here in Northern Colorado. You know, I appreciated the March Madness segment there right before we came back on air. You know, I know this is mostly a high school show, but I think Bruce would appreciate talking a little hoops even up at the next level. So we're going to talk a little bit. We'll recap some CSU and Northern Colorado seasons. Unfortunately, most of them ended this past week. We'll start with UNC. The Northern Colorado men put up a good effort. I mean, put up almost 50 in the second half on Montana State, but unfortunately fell. Dalen Kuntz, one of our athletes here at KFKA, he scored 27 points in that game, really tried to will them to a comeback in that game. Dalton Necht also scored 26 points in that one. You know, no shame either bowing out there. Tough season for the Bears, but Montana State ended up earning that automatic Big Sky bid there on the women's side. The Bears, you know, they won a game against Weber State, you know, but were not able to get past Northern Arizona in the second round of the Big Sky women's tournament there. So, unfortunately, their season ended as well. You know, kind of some struggles this year for the Bears, but, you know, definitely saw some positive signs. Like I said, nearly dropping 50 on an NCAA tournament team for the men. Tough way to end the season with a loss, but man, they really went out fighting in that one. And then, yeah, we just had Kevin Lytle on. You know, he's the CSU beat reporter for the Fort Collins, Coloradoan, my colleague over there. Does a great job covering all things Rams, especially when we get together, the three of us. We have some fun on Rams Weekly here on 103.1, 1310 KFKA. You know, appreciate Brady having me on. We always have fun when we do those Rams weekly segments, but he kind of talked about it in that last segment when we had him on. You know, Kevin talked about being in Vegas last week. You know, we'll start with the women out there. Boy, tough final 6 weeks or so for the season for the Rams on the women's side. At one point, they had UNLV at home in late January, playing for the Mountain West lead. You know, certainly no shame in losing to UNLV as they ended up winning the conference. Didn't lose a regular season or tournament game on the women's side. Congratulations to the Rebels over there. That's a fantastic season to put together. I don't care what level of basketball you're at, going undefeated through your conference in the regular season and tournament is impressive. But yes, the Rams struggled down the stretch. You know, kind of put it together with a few late wins. Were able to beat Boise State to end the season, and then again to start the Mountain West tournament. But you know, they really never, never got their flow, their rhythm back after starting so hot this year. They fell to their border war rivals, Wyoming, last week in the semifinals of the Mountain West tournament. Their season is not over, however. The Rams on the women's side, they will be playing in the WNIT. They were announced as part of the 64-team field last night after the women's brackets went out. But we will find out their seeding, whether they will host, all those kind of things. The WNIT, which is actually run by a local organization out of Fort Collins, Triple Crown Sports. They've been putting it on. They do a great job doing softball events, have a great facility over there. They actually run the whole WNIT. So we will find out what the Rams postseason, draw, bracket, things like that, what the matchups look like for them later on today. And then finally, the CSU men, Kevin touched on it a little bit in that last segment, lost to San Diego State by 3 last week. Isaiah Stevens nearly sent that thing to overtime with an even more wild three-quarter court shot than his half-court heave against UNLV earlier this season in the same arena over there in Vegas. CSU was the 8th seed in that men's tournament out there in Las Vegas. Fell to number 1 seed San Diego State again. I feel like I keep repeating this point. No shame there. San Diego State ended up winning the whole tournament. They are a 5 seed in the NCAA tournament. One of the most consistent programs going out there. Really impressive what they've been able to put together consistently in the Mountain West. Obviously, there's the rumors about, are they headed for the Pac-12? Things like that. The Pac-12 does need a Southern California presence, but we will see. But for right now, another great year for the Mountain West on the men's side. Second year in a row, they have 4 teams make the NCAA tournament. And Kevin talked about it a little bit on Twitter. I kind of agree with him. Last year, the Mountain West went 0-4 in NCAA tournament games, including Wyoming losing in the play-in game up in Dayton. CSU got blitzed by Michigan. Some tough losses in last year's tournament. I think the matchups this year, they're better. I think the Mountain West has a good chance to win at least a game or two in this year's tournament. CSU, the men's season ended last week for the Rams. They beat Fresno State in the opening round, swept the season series from the Bulldogs there. That was a hard-fought win as well. But, a disappointing finish, not necessarily in who they lost to, but, a losing season 1 year after making the NCAA tournament as a 6th seed. I think we all knew losing David Roddy would be difficult. And speaking of David Roddy, dropped 24 points over the weekend for the Grizzlies. Really kind of had a breakout game. You had people around the team, media members talking about how he's going to stick in the league for a long time. So that was really cool to see. Kind of fits with the whole theme of this show today. Northern Colorado basketball really showing out. David Roddy had a great 3-year career, was the Mountain West Player of the Year last year for that CSU Rams NCAA tournament team. Then goes pro, gets picked in the first round, has had some nice games for the Grizzlies this year, but that was really his breakout over the weekend, scoring 24 points in the win against the Dallas Mavericks. So congrats to David there. I know he was, he did shows with Brady here, so a lot of folks at KFKA and around Northern Colorado got a lot of love for David there. So, again, just to recap here, high school show for the most part, but I know, like I said, I know Bruce would be proud. Anytime we want to talk basketball, the Northern Colorado women and men's teams wrapped up their season. You know, tough losses in the Big Sky Tournament. CSU women are still kicking in the WNIT coming up this upcoming week. We'll find out their draw and the CSU men in their season in the Mountain West Tournament. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show. We'll kind of finalize some thoughts on the, you know, the high school schedule out there. Again, I want to thank Brady for having me on today. You're listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFK, here with Chris Abshire on Coach Speak. Welcome back in to Coach Speak here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFK, live here from the Aloe Fiber Studios. Chris Abshire from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and filling in for Coach Bruce Dick, the legend. I'm not quite at that level. However, I have been the sports coach slash editor over at the Fort Collins, Colorado, and had my hand covering plenty of prep action this winter. It's been super fun, including Bruce's own team, the Fort Collins boys basketball team. Fantastic job by him. Won two games just 2 years ago. In his second season, they already made the Grade 8. Quarterfinal appearance in Class 6A. Had some of the best players in the state, Luke Wagstaff, Jace King. We'll shout out. Looking forward to putting together later this week over at coloradoan.com/sports. We'll have an all-area team for our Coloradoan coverage area, honoring the best players in the local on the local basketball scene. Luke, Jace will definitely be part of it. Bruce has done a great job over there with that program. So enjoy filling in for him today on Coach Speak. And yeah, we'll kind of wrap things up here. You know, we'll kind of wrap it up with the hoops talk again, just rounding it out where we started a little bit. What a great basketball season for the Northern Colorado area, you know, really in kind of the KFK coverage zone. Two state champions, the Roosevelt girls in Class 5A, the Briggsdale girls in Class 1A. Roosevelt actually beat another local team, the Windsor girls, for that 5A title. Great atmosphere down in the Coliseum for that one. Both Roosevelt and Windsor really showed out, brought the fans. Tough one for Coach Karen Nichols and Windsor there, like we were saying earlier when we had Kevin Lytle on. Third straight state championship appearance. Unfortunately, have not been able to get that elusive state title yet. That continued as Roosevelt, the Rough Riders, got their first state championship and expect them to be back next year. The Windsor boys made the Final Four. A phenomenal season for them. First time making the state semifinals in 12 years. John Reikiecki over there is doing fantastic job. They had a really nice senior class, including star guard David Hageman. Made it a long way, but lost to the eventual state champions, the unbeaten Mesa Ridge squad down there in 5A. And speaking of turnarounds, that I know this is Northern Colorado, but that Mesa Ridge squad down in Colorado Springs, they won two games a year ago under a first-year coach, turned it around, made and won the state title in Class 5A on the boys' side. The Fossil Ridge boys, kind of a similar story to Windsor, made it all the way, made a deep run, made it all the way to the state finals. Just ran up against a legendary program. Bruce is a legend, but boy, the legend of all legends in Colorado coaching these days is Rudy Carey. He won his 10th overall boys state championship as Denver East was able to beat out Fossil Ridge in that one. And then, you know, really even the, like Kevin was saying, even the small schools, you go down the Windsor Charter Academy first season as a CHASA sanctioned school, made it all the way to the 3A Final Four. The Resurrection Christian boys in 4A under Ryan Yoder and his son Ty Yoder running the point for them made the 4A state championship. Fortunately, just couldn't quite get it done. We had three schools from the Northern Colorado area in the Coliseum on Championship Saturday. Great showing for them. Unfortunately, no state titles to show for it back here in Northern Colorado. And then rounding it out, the Heritage Christian girls in 2A, they made a kind of an upset run to the Final Four. They were a 12 seed, made it all the way, really pushed number two Salida in that one. That was an impressive performance for them as well. Again, Chris Abshire from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and here filling in for Bruce Dick. Wrap up the show here a little bit. I just want to say I really appreciate we work with Brady at the Colorado and a bunch. We do Rams Weekly during the football and basketball seasons. We have a great time talking all things CSU Rams. You know, but like I said, I've been getting to cover high school sports in our local area all season, and Bruce has been nothing but great to work with as well. As I said earlier, Bruce is a coaching legend, hit his 700th win earlier this season, got to write about that, got to write about an amazing game they had against Fossil Ridge, well, two really. They won the first one in the regular season, lost in the Grade 8 to Fossil Ridge, so... you know, just kind of emblematic of what a great season it was for our local hoops here in Northern Colorado. But yeah, appreciate Bruce. Love that he let me fill in. He's in full postseason mode. I hope he's enjoying himself out there today on this Monday morning. And then, yeah, really coming up next, we got the whole show. Again, shout out to Brady for asking me to fill in here. Looking forward to seeing what he's got in store next. I mean, Nuggets are struggling a bit. So are the Avs, kind of, in a way. So stay tuned for the whole show coming up next here. You're listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310, KFK. Chris Abshire signing off here.